Also with us in studio, I want to introduce him right away because he's going to be with us for the show, is none other than Justin Coffey, who is back with us after a two-year hiatus. Am I right, Justin?
Yeah, it's been a long time. Well, in about 2 years. It's been a busy year, though. Microsoft has been nothing short of very, very busy over those last 2 years.
Well, we've asked you to come in today to help us because big change in Microsoft in terms of their software with the end of the free upgrade to Windows 10, and now also coming up on this coming week is going to be the big anniversary update, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. Justin, you work for Red Level, right?
Yep, Red Level in Novi, Michigan.
And you are the Microsoft man for them, I understand.
I am. I'm responsible for what we do with Microsoft, and it's a lot to handle.
Now, do you deal with primarily with enterprise over there?
Actually, small to mid-sized businesses, okay. Corporate accounts, kind of the full realm.
Okay, good.
What an easy name to remember, Justin Coffey. He should be on the radio.
Guess that's why I'm here.
There you go. We'll be back with you. As a matter of fact, Justin's going to help us to understand some of the changes coming up with the Windows anniversary update, Windows 10. You figure they just finished the whole free giveaway. Now they're going to have an anniversary party.
You know, I think that's the way to do it. That keeps them in the press, right?
You would have to be lost on a desert island somewhere not to have known that something big happened this last week with Microsoft, and that we've had so many of you calling in about downloading and some of the challenges. Ed, last week we were talking about some of the downloads problems people were facing with Microsoft's Windows 10 update. Remember that?
Yep. And I think I'm not convinced that there was a problem with the download. Is that people waited so long, and that when they actually, the few that actually encountered problems and were stuck at 99%, they were plumb out of time to try to troubleshoot it before they could install it.
There must have been a landslide. Their servers must have been hammered. We have with us in studio right now somebody who's been with us before. We're delighted to have him back again. It's been a little too long since you were here, Justin. Justin Coffey is with us here. Justin is with the Red Level Cloud Consulting out of Novi, and you are the Microsoft expert there, right?
Yes, I am.
And so that you are dealing with Microsoft issues all the time as a representative for Red Level. Let's talk a little bit about what happened this past week. First of all, on Friday, the door finally closed.
Yeah, so Microsoft's been trying to make it very easy for their customers to move from Windows 7 and Windows 8.1 to Windows 10. It's really because it's the evolution of where we are in IT and really just computing in general. Windows 10's the future. It's let's get you there and let's get you on kind of what that future is going to look like and deliver that really good experience.
And really, the idea is Windows 10 is going to be the last big OS upgrade, right? There's not going to be an 11, not going to be a 12. It's just going to be evolution, not revolution from now on.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're seeing from everything that's coming out of Redmond, really. So the way we look at it is things like Office 365, it's no longer the version number. There's still that down. You can still go buy Office 2016, but the future's really moving to where it's never ending. It's right. Just a constant increase of features.
Well, thank God they got off the version numbers because they sure the hell couldn't count.
Well, but no, so there was a reason for that, right? Because every other operating system that Microsoft released.
Yes.
Didn't go very well, yeah. Right? Millennium, Vista, you know. So
they went from them all. So they got gun shy and said, we're not going to do a 9.
So we did 8.1. 9 was not going to be good. So why even release it? Go
just
right
jump
to
right
10.
Ahead. Jump
yeah,
right
just
ahead.
Go right to 10.
You know, on that note, something that's just staggering to me, since Windows 10's been out for, what, a little over a year,
well,
year
the,
and a couple
Well, the first
months.
Anniversary is coming up, right?
Yeah. 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 So, I know with Windows Insider and all that, people have been playing with it for a while, but something that I just read was there's 350 million devices running Windows 10 in just over a year. And out of that, Microsoft is saying that it's the highest customer success rating they've ever had for an operating system. Mm-hmm. And I think you see why. With the new leadership at Microsoft, they care about the feedback. They care about what you're doing with it. And I think they just get it for the first time in a long time.
Speaking of feedback, I just saw one figure that I saw from Microsoft was that 8.6 million pieces of feedback. They got, and they're taking it quite seriously in terms of of working it into the version we have right now.
Well, you know, the other side of the coin, too, it was time to change the business model anyway.
Absolutely.
Because if you look at all the other major software providers around, they're either doing something close to what Microsoft is doing or a subscription-based service anyway for the products that they're offering anyway. And it's taken it from, you know, your cardboard box and your plastic to, you know, online and all time subscription type service. So it's a good thing.
Yeah, I think we've entered that new era of Microsoft where it's no longer we are the monopoly. We own computing. It's now you have Apple, you have Linux, you have all these other providers out there. And with the cloud, you have choice. And I think Satya has done a great job as CEO of saying, hey, let's open the door. Let's look at open source. Let's bring down the walls and invite co-opetition, basically, with some of those other vendors.
Well, I think it's the only way to survive, as you were saying.
Absolutely.
And they have done that elsewhere in their product line. They just never did it in the operating system before, and it's a good time. It's about time.
What I kind of find interesting was they had predicted a billion installations of Windows 10, I think, by, what was it,
2018 or 2019?
2018. The end of 2018.
Yep. They backed away from that, and part of that is that apparently, the commentary I've heard is that included Windows phones.
Right.
So
Yeah, so, you know, different groups within Microsoft, they said, well, if Windows phone is, we're going to believe your projections on how many Windows phone operating systems you're going to have. So therefore, that will just aggregate that with what we think everybody else is going to do to move to Windows 10. And when that evaporated or didn't happen, not happening anywhere near like they thought, you know, it's going to affect everybody else
that they had 350 million installations.
Oh, yeah. It's still the biggest operating system of all time.
And I did a lot of those.
You're going to claim at least a million.
Yeah, tell me your secrets.
No, they're not. But we're teasing about this, Ed, but you're in the enterprise atmosphere, and so are you, Justin. That still hasn't been tapped yet, has it? I mean,
no, I don't think so.
Yeah, not really, because most of the enterprises, I'm going to guess, Gary, from our experiences are still running Windows 7, and will be for a while.
Well, small businesses, why not upgrade, right?
Yeah,
and they probably have. The larger businesses, they've got so many pieces of software that have not been tested for Windows 10 or either tested and haven't been able to run Windows 10. They have to stay on 7, a vast majority of the big companies. So, yes, you're right. When they start to kick in, and Windows 10 is a great operating system, especially compared to everything else Windows or Microsoft has released, they're going to start to get on that bandwagon. And besides that, the free doesn't matter to them because they have to pay no matter what.
Right. They're paying per seats.
They were not going to it was not free for them up until the 30th like it was for consumers.
Yep. Right. Kel?
If I'm not putting you on the spot, Justin, you know, and we kind of went by it and just kind of flashed in my head, your viewpoints on Windows Phone, is that going to, do you think it's going to eventually start to pick up steam, or is it just going to be like one of those side things?
No, it's something that I got a lot of fun from colleagues on, since I was one of those Windows Phone enthusiasts for a really long time, and I finally had to set it down and pick up an iPhone. But realistically, I mean, here's what my feelings are, was that and I've read about this pretty extensively, and it sounds like Satya was forced into that decision. It was something he never agreed with, but it's something he inherited with the Nokia acquisition, and we all know how that went.
And it wasn't. Excuse me, he wasn't in favor of that. If I'm
no,
not wrong.
He was not. He was very vocal, and I think Bill Gates was also against it. Mm-hmm. But Steve Ballmer and the rest of that former team that's no longer there pushed it forward.
Right.
Yeah, nice little $8 billion write-off. But
in fact, you had told us off the air before we started. The final person of the old guard has now left, right?
Yeah. This chief operating officer, Kevin Turner, who was actually formerly of Walmart, he was at Microsoft for 10, 15 years, something like that. He finally exited at the end of Microsoft's fiscal year a couple weeks ago, and they're not replacing that role. They're really changing how Microsoft is. And on that point, and we've seen this, I think, almost back when I was on the show last time, with how Microsoft's being with Office 365 and opening up those apps on iPhone or iOS and Android.
Yes,
it's no longer about let's force you to have a Windows phone. Let's deliver our software through our cloud subscriptions onto whatever device you have.
That has been a big difference with Satya Nadella as a new leader there and his attitude toward this. Justin Coffey, by the way, is with us here. He is the Microsoft Solution Manager from Red Level Cloud Consulting. And by the way, you're going to stick around for the second hour to help?
Absolutely.
Ed, we're going to see if we can have him and Cal pitch in to help us. If you folks have questions about Windows 10, this would be a good time to ask him coming up this next hour as well when we open up our phone lines there.
So I'm just curious about Cortana. There are changes there. that's going to be a big part of what Microsoft offers going forward. What's the changes this time?
So Cortana's doing a lot of things, and I think with really what it is we're all busy people. I think that's clear. And you're already seeing Cortana go to other platforms too, which I don't know a lot of people know about. It's not just a Windows operating system on your desktop or your laptop. You can go download Cortana on iOS and Android. And what Microsoft's doing there is Cortana is Microsoft's digital assistant. And
like Siri
Google Now or
Google,
whatever it is.
Google Now,
I think it's
yeah.
Google Now. But Siri definitely is probably the more recognizable name from Apple. But ultimately, Cortana is going to be integrated to everything. And it's basically that assistant that is just there with you, no matter what time it is, no matter what you're looking for. And that integration is not just going to be limited to the Windows platform. It's going to be integrated into all your third-party apps that you like. So one of the changes that's coming to Windows 10 is just being able to use Cortana even when you're at your lock screen. So maybe you're on the go and you don't have time to type in your password or use a feature we'll talk about called Windows Hello, but I just need to create a quick reminder for myself on the fly. I can do that, and that way I don't have to write down a note, lose that notepad piece of paper. It's just going to be on my PC and it's going to sync across everything.
Well, one thing that I'm looking forward to is a group of us are getting ready to go to lunch and we don't know where to go. Cortana can tell us.
Absolutely. I think right now Cortana is integrated with Yelp, and that way where's a restaurant that's decently priced within 5 miles, and she's going to shoot that list up.
A certain kind of food.
You know, Gary, if you call me, I'll tell you where to go.
Thanks, Cal. You have in the past. No doubt you'll do it again.
All right, hang on. What we're going to do when we come back is talk a little bit more. Justin Coffey's been talking about some of the features of the Windows anniversary update, and that's coming next week on August the 2nd. You might say, wait a minute, I just got used to the download. You mean there's an update coming? That's right. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about that absolutely free to those of you who have Windows 10. And we've got Justin Coffey in studio with us here. He's a Microsoft Solutions Manager for Red Level, a cloud consulting company out of Novi. And the rest of the gang is here as well. We're talking also about, as I promised, the Windows 10 anniversary update. Well, I thought we just got the thing downloaded, Ed. And now it's going to be updated?
No, procrastinators just got it downloaded.
That's true.
Early adopters put that sucker on there right away.
This is going
to
be...
And it was well worth doing that, too, because we've enjoyed it for the year.
So, Justin, this will be kind of like the first example of this behind-the-scenes, you're going to get this served to you now, free of charge, since you've got Windows 10. Here come the updates.
Yeah, and this is a big update. So I've been reading a little bit about it from different sources, some from more the news side, some a little bit from Microsoft. And people are basically saying there's hundreds, if not in the low thousands, of updates in this thing. Some are going to be feature enhancements, a couple new features, and just a lot of fixes and things that you as consumers requested. And again, I think that's the big excitement around this is Windows 10 was, I think, pretty great to start with, and now it's just going to get better.
Well, and power efficiencies and extensions, accessibility options. There's things that maybe we're not even going to be aware of that are just going to help us extend our battery life and all sorts of different things, right?
When we talk about extensions, what are we talking about for Edge, for instance, which is the native browser there?
Well, I would imagine you can open up more websites. I read that there's going to be some enhancements with Flash, the ability to, and I don't recall the details on it, the ability like to disable or enable Flash capability or control content of Flash.
Yeah, there's one thing that I was reading about, and the big one there was it's going to stop certain things like ads that are running on Flash that are just burning through your battery when you're on the website.
That was
it's smart things like that that's going to stop.
And that would go towards Gary's battery life, which would make sense.
It does. And something that I think is
And I really like that. So it's really not trying to stop the ad content, but darn it, I'm a battery user on a notebook, and I'm doing this as a power saving scheme, not ad blocking. I really like that take.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So I love it.
So just reading directly off one of Microsoft's website, because Edge is one of those browsers that might have came out not exactly prime time. Yeah.
You're being
Windows
very kind.
I've tried to use it, and I still I'm all over the place. I use Edge a little bit. I use Internet Explorer. I even use Chrome. I'll admit I'm one of them.
That's funny. Excuse me. On Ginny's laptop, her Windows 10 laptop, we use all three.
Yeah.
It just depends on which one's working properly. I tell you what, Justin, hold some of those thoughts. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break for the news at the top of the hour. Justin Coffey is going to stay with us.